Florida also has a problem with feral felines. For the past half century, wild cats have been roaming an exclusive community near Miami. Homeowners brought them in to deal with rats, but soon the cat population got out of control. Today, a trap, neuter, and release program has cut the number of cats to about 500, but critics say the cats are still ravaging wildlife, including an endangered species of rat that lives in a neighboring national wildlife refuge. Joining me is Craig Pittman. He's an environmental reporter with the St. Petersburg Times. Hello, Craig.
Hi.
These cats, they sound like they're living the life of Riley, sort of aristocats.
They have the nicest life of any cat you can imagine. They roam around about a 2,000-acre property. They are fed regularly. The folks who live there spend about $75,000 a year on their care and feeding. And the program they have set up there is probably one of the more sophisticated trap, neuter, and release programs in the country.
Well, does the program work to reduce the numbers?
The folks who run it say yes, it does, but they are unable to completely get rid of the feral cat colony there because they believe, at least in part of the problem, is the folks who work there, the workmen who are building and things like that, bring cats there and drop them off because they know they'll be very well taken care of.
So, of course, they roam all around, including to the nearby National Wildlife Refuge.
That's the belief of the federal biologist at the Wildlife Refuge. The endangered Key Largo wood rat population is entirely located within the Crocodile Lake National Wildlife Refuge, and the population of the wood rats there has just plummeted just since the trap, neuter, and release program began over next door at the Ocean Reef Club. And so federal biologists are absolutely convinced that a big reason for that is that these cats, even though they're being very well fed, nevertheless, because they are predators, they are compelled to go over to the wildlife refuge and kill these rats.
So explain to me why you'd want to save a rat.
Well, they're a crucial part of the ecosystem. The argument is that they are seed distributors. They are, of course, prey for other animals who are part of the natural system there, owls and so forth. And under our Endangered Species Act, they are protected to the point, in fact, where federal biologists made the decision last year to start a captive breeding program. So, yes, indeed, the taxpayers are paying to breed rats right now.
How much are we paying?
It's about $12,000 a year right now. It may go up. They're hoping to eventually have about 24 of them breeding, and then they would want to release them back into the wildlife refuge. But before they do that, they want to make sure that the cats won't come in and wipe them out again. So as a result, this past week, they actually began putting out traps to try and trap the cats coming over from Ocean Reef.
But don't scientists still have to prove that these wild cats are killing the rats?
Well, that's what they're hoping the trapping program will do. The cats who have been taken in and cared for by the Ocean Reef Program all have a particular marking on them that show that they are Ocean Reef cats. And so if the traps that have been set out around the wildlife refuge catch those cats, they'll be able to look at them and know, hey, these are Ocean Reef cats.
Well, what happens to the wild cats once they're caught?
Well, if they trap any of the Ocean Reef cats, then the instructions are to take them back to Ocean Reef. Well, they'll be cooped up. They won't be allowed to get out. If they're just regular cats, they'll be taken to an animal shelter down in Key Largo.
Are there any plans to get rid of the entire population of wild cats there?
I think if you were to propose something like that, the folks at Ocean Reef would take up arms to oppose you. They really love their cats there.
Craig Pittman is environmental reporter with the St. Petersburg Times in Florida. Craig, thank you very much.
You're welcome.